latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. Newcastle's bid to sign Florian Lejeune looks like dragging on now until next week. According to reports, the deal to sign the Ebor defender looks like dragging on despite apparently being cut and dried. Newcastle back in training on Monday week, signs being that there'll be a lack of new faces. So far, the only permanent signing of Christian Assu's chewed the fans. Rafa Benitez met Mike Ashley for budget talk. There was expectation of new signings flowing into the club, but with 2 months to go in the transfer window, business so far has been slow. One player who could arrive though, Middlesbrough winger Adama Traore. Newcastle now thought to be in a three-way fight with West Ham and champions Chelsea for the 21-year-old, a former Barcelona forward. Traore joined Borough from championship side Aston Villa on transfer deadline day last summer, made 16 Premier League starts, failed to score and only provided one assist, although he couldn't contribute with goals last season. He is thought to be one of the most exciting talents in the league, providing electric pace and power in wide areas. Newcastle and Burnley could be set to battle now for England under-20 World Cup winner Shay Ojoe. The winger, who turned 20 earlier in the week, saw his stock rise when he played a big role in the success of the young English side in South Korea at the start of the month. He's now finding himself in demand. He managed just 2 appearances with Liverpool last season and could be loaned out to get some more first-team experience in the Premier League. Newcastle and the Clarets are said to go head-to-head for his services. And Jamal Lascelles has revealed he's back in training earlier than the rest of the first-team squad. He looks to try and hit the ground running, having had an injury-ravaged championship season last term. He said, well, I haven't really had time off for the first 3 weeks after my operation. I've only been walking and then it was like jogging. I've been given a program to do, so I've stuck to it. I went on holiday with the family to Barbados, doing the program there. It was just ticking over, really, but now I'm getting back in, getting the hard stuff out of the way. Everyone knows about my operation, so I just thought I should come in, get some extra training in. He said the Premier League's different, a level and standard, so I want to make sure I'm ready and I want to be leading by example.